It's absolutely unacceptable that people had to wait so long. Like, I understand the storm was unprecedented and damage was done. The National Broadband Ireland need to improve their restoration times and also their communications with the customers. Particularly in the Sligo Drumcliff municipal area, I had so many residents call me with their frustration where they're remote working, their jobs were being, one person's job was actually at risk and need to look for alternative means to be able to log in online. Couldn't get an answer as to when the restoration would occur. So, look, I know fibres had to be replaced, but I do think they needed to contract out other workers to get the job done quicker. And I suppose in conversations with the people who have called me and who highlighted this issue, they were saying that sometimes their broadband is quite unstable. So I think National Broadband Ireland needs to look at this area and ensure that we have a reliable service, and that when there is outages, that the restoration time does not take an extended period of time, because people are really relying on their broadband for their work and for their education and other issues that they need their broadband for as well.
The infrastructure used perhaps leaves a little bit to be desired as well. Now, this might be more maybe for ESB, where some of the infrastructure like poles and wire would have been older, but maybe it's something that needs to be taken into consideration when it comes to the installation of a broadband infrastructure as well going forward.
Absolutely, because I suppose in terms of increasing our connectivity and our economical viability down here in the Northwest, broadband is an essential piece of that in terms of our prosperity. So we do need a very reliable service. So the infrastructure needs to be fit for purpose. So in terms of poles, fibre, where they're located, away from trees, and all of that does apply to the exact same level as our ESB infrastructure. So broadband do need to take cognizance of this as they roll out the broadband programme, but also to look at what they need to do in terms of maintenance as well. Because we are going to hit this kind of inclement weather going forward. We've had a series of storms. We do have high winds. And we do need to ensure that we have good infrastructure, because this is part of opening up our connectivity in terms of our infrastructure. Digital infrastructure is essential for our economical development, really.